Okay, well, a small number of you today, but a very important message. My children's sermon is entitled, A Stranger on the Road Today. And I want you to think about, do you think you would recognize Jesus if you saw him along the road? Or if you saw him walking on the sidewalk, would you recognize him? Would you? You think you would? Well, we don't know exactly what he looked like. I know you've all seen pictures of what people thought he looked like, but if you saw him walking along the sidewalk or walking along the road, could you really be sure it was him? We might not be exactly sure. Did you even know that back at the time when Jesus lived, not everyone even knew what he looked like then? Because think about it, there wasn't TV. There wasn't newspapers that had a printed picture of him. And so people had to go on what they thought they heard of descriptions of what he looked like, okay? And some people even got to see Jesus, but it was usually from far away because there were big crowds listening to him. So they could maybe see what he looked like. Well, today in the gospel lesson that I am sharing with you that I based the children's sermon off of, there were two men that were walking along a road. And they were walking and they were talking about Jesus and they were talking about how they knew he had died on the cross, but they weren't quite sure. They're not quite sure that they believed that he was going to rise from the dead. So they were there walking along and soon a man came up and started walking with them and talking with them. And this man told them how in the Bible they predicted that Jesus would die and rise again. And these guys were listening to him, and they thought, well, this sounds pretty good. This sounds believable. Well, then they got into town, and they had some dinner, and all of a sudden, this guy that was with them disappeared. Then they started thinking back and putting kind of two and two together, as we may say. And do you have an idea of who that guy might have been? Yeah? Yeah! They thought back and thought, they had just maybe met Jesus, and they didn't even realize it at that time. Now, we may never meet Jesus on the street or on the sidewalk, like these men did in the story, but there are other ways to meet Jesus, okay? God gives us lots of opportunities and to take care of his creation. There was one time when God was telling the people, whatever you did for one of the least of these of mine, you did for me. So that's a little complicated. Sometimes the Bible for kids and even adults can be a little complicated. But let me tell you what that means. Every time you see somebody that needs something, might be somebody in your family, might be friends, might be a stranger that you don't even know, you could actually have a chance to do something for God and feel closer to God in his presence. When we do something for God, it might not be the exact same thing as meeting him face to face, but don't you think we're doing his will, right? And because we're helping out somebody that God loves very much, okay? So sometimes people, seeing people in need is the best way to actually look for Jesus. So again, you may not ever meet Jesus or see him face to face, but you can honor him and do his will by helping out friends, family, or even strangers. Can you think of a way that you could help somebody out? Well, there'd be so many ways. Can we just list a couple? Yeah. Yeah, so you were helping out your mom and your grandpa and kind of providing an extra hand, right? Okay, very good. We often do things for our friends and our family, but can we think of a way we might even help a stranger? And now I want you to be careful in how you're interpreting that. I'm not asking you to go up and start talking to strangers, But if you were with your family, let's say that somebody in the store dropped something, an older person maybe dropped something, and you were with your mom and dad, what could you do maybe to help out? Any ideas, Caleb? Landon?
Pick it up.
Yeah, you could pick it up for them. Does that mean you had to go with the stranger? No, you could just pick it up and be nice, right? As long as your parents were right there, right? So I want you to think this week of how you could do the will of God and Jesus, and maybe not even meet him, but you could do that for all of God's creation, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, open our eyes and lead us to those in need. Help us to feel your presence and feel closer to you as we reach out and care for others whom you love very much. Amen.